sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, mit Sechtes Chulin, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Hei. Hashoichet is a behemah, some shechted a behemah. There was a baby inside, Umatzaba ben Shmoina Chai, Oimes. Inside he finds a fetus. Again, the baby inside the mother is called a fetus. That was only there for 8 months. Whether it's alive or it's not alive. Oy ben tishemes, or he finds a 9-month fetus that went full term, but it's not alive. Zakta Mishnah, it does not require shchita. All he has to do is koiroi. He can tear it open, umoitzi es damai, and remove its blood. But every behemah you have to remove the blood. That's why we do the salting, and then he can eat it. So really, what's the Mishnah telling us? The Mishnah is telling us what we mentioned at the end of Mishnah Dalet, that the shechita of the mother is good for the baby inside, even if it's only a ben ches, whether alive or not alive. Now, the blood is still aser. That has to be taken out before eating it. How do you take it out? That's why we salt the meat. Certain things have to be broiled to remove the blood. Wherever you take blood out of any animal. So, enechanami, it doesn't require shechita, because the shechita of the mother covers the child. But you still have to take out the dam. What's interesting is that the Batanura points out a behemah has chelev, certain fats that are usr, and it's a very serious issur to eat it, but the fats inside this baby could be eaten. So again, you gave me three cases over here. Ben Shmoina, whether chai or meis, or Ben Tisha meis. What about a Ben Tisha that's alive that we find? So the Mishnah Vayter, Matzah Ben Tisha chai. If he finds an animal that was there for 9 months and it's alive, that is, he shechs the mother and finds the live baby inside, then ton shechita, it would have to have shechita. See, once the baby finished the full 9 months, it's no longer considered part of the mother. And it's not included in the drush of the pasuk that says, if you shech the mother, the baby is part of it. And here's an interesting halacha. V'chayiv ba'oisoi v'esbenoi. What does oisoi v'esbenoi mean? You're not allowed to shech a mother and its baby on the same day. So here, this is a mother and its baby. Not only do you have to shecht it, but you have to make sure that you can't shecht on the same day as shecht the mother. Divrei Reb Meir, Azehalt Reb Meir. Reb Meir says, a 9-month-old baby is as if it's a separate baby. It's no longer covered by the mother. The Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim, Mayim Shchita Simim Mitarasai. No. Even in this case, even in the case of a live 9-month baby, when you shech the mother, it covers the baby as well. Now the Batanura explains what makes it an independent baby. Reb Meir says, how many months? Count the months. Once the 9 months are there, even if the baby is still in the mother, it's a separate thing. The Chachamim say no, 9 months plus being born. As long as the baby is still in the womb, then the shechita of the mother covers it. Now we have another shechita. And this is really a very interesting shita. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri says, Afilu ben shmoine shanim. Even if this, now we're talking about a baby after 9 months that was found alive after the mother was shechted. Even if it grows up to be 8 years old, v'chayrish besada, and it's plowing on the field. An 8-year-old cow is like a full-grown cow. We still say it doesn't need shita. Shchitas imay mitarartoi, the shchita of its mother, makes it mutter to eat without shchita. Can't eat it when it's alive, but it doesn't need shchita. Now really, would the Chachamim disagree with that? The Chachamim said that the shchita of the mother is mitarit. And the answer is, the Chachamim say yes, min ha-toira, but once it starts walking on the ground, midrabanan, it would require shchita, because I'm going to see someone eat it without shchita, he'll think you can eat without shchita. Reb Shimon Shazuri says no. Never mind walking on the ground, it's mamish plowing. But as far as we're concerned, Al-Pi Alacha, it had shechita already. It had the shechita of the mother, and it was still inside the mother. But the Alacha is like the Chachamim. Once the behemah walks on the ground, even though it had shechita, because the mother had shechita, midrabanan, you still have to shecht it. Mishnah concludes with this Halacha. Let's say he didn't shecht the mother at all. Kira, but he tore it open, imatzaba ben tishachai, and he finds a live 9-month full-term baby, tan shchita, it needs its own shchita. Fishle nishchita imai, because the mother was never shechted. Why would I have thought differently? So the Mefarshim explained that it could be from the Lashon HaPasuk, it was mashma, anything inside the mother is mutter, so the Mishnah categorically says that's not true. There's no shechita on the mother, and the ben tishachai that's found inside cannot be eaten. Okay, so quickly chazing over our Mishnah, Perik Dalid Mishnahei. So Moshech Tzebehemah, and he finds inside an uber that went through 8 months, whether it's alive or it's not alive, or for that matter, it went through full term ben tisha, but it's not alive. One does not have to shecht it. The shechit of the mother covers the baby. He does have to open it up and to make sure that he takes out the dam. If he shechts the mother and finds a ben tisha chai, a 9 month full term baby that is alive, it does require shechita. There would also be a chiv of oisav yasbenai, which means you cannot shecht this baby and the mother on the same day. It's considered an independent baby, as I halt Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds, it all depends on months. Count the months. 9 months, it's a separate baby. The Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say, even if you find a ben tisha chai, the shechita of the mother is metayret. You can eat it without shechita. According to the Chachamim, months alone, even 9 months, don't make it an independent baby. It has to be born. As long as it's still in the mother, it's covered by the mother. The shechita of the mother is effective for the baby. There's also no iser of oisiv es benai. Once it doesn't require shechita, this isn't called shechting al pi halacha. However, the Chachamim do say that if it puts its feet down on the ground, it will require shechita midrabanan, and that's so that no one should get confused and say, I saw so-and-so, he's a big erlich yid, he ate without shechita. He's not going to know that that was an animal that was inside the mother when the mother was shechted. Reb Shimon Shizuri says, no such gzeira. Even if the animal is 8 years old and it's plowing in the field, it does not require shechita. The shechita of the mother is metayret. Last halacha in the Mishnah was, if he doesn't shecht the mother, but Stam rips it open and finds inside a ben tisha chai, it requires shechita, because in this case the mother was not shechted.